Genesis. Could it be a metaphor? Answers with Ken Ham, author of the powerful new book, One Blood, The Biblical Answer to Racism. Ken, I've heard a number of Christians say that Genesis chapters 1 through 11 could be just symbolic. How would you respond?
Have you ever read those long lists of begats in the Bible? You know the passages that read, this person begat this one, who begat this one, who begat this one, and so on. At first they sound rather boring, but they're the historical records that connect Jesus Christ all the way back in history to the first Adam. They show clearly that all people are descendants of one man, Adam, and that Jesus Christ stepped into history to also be a descendant of Adam, so he could die for us. Now, these genealogies in Genesis are repeated in the book of Chronicles and also in Luke. As you go back from Mary and Joseph, you're able to connect each ancestor with the one before. This goes all the way back through real people until finally the first person, who is a metaphor? Of course not. The first person was a real human being, Adam. If Genesis was just metaphor, then how would we know we're all descendants of one man? Why would we be sinners? No, Genesis is not metaphor. It's real history.
What about Adam's son, Cain? Where did he find his wife? That's one of the most asked questions we receive here at the Answers Ministry. Well, for that answer, log on to our website and read Ken Ham's free booklet. Just go to answersradio.com. That's answersradio.com.